and that they are more willing to do violence to destroy us. I want to be sure that we have something on tape that we can review, that you as citizens would step up with a note and see that we are getting certain questions answered. Anytime Major, the former conspirator who is now an informer, says anything, we should immediately ask him, is there any way that he has, what he has said could be validated, proven? How do we clearly identify the agents in our project and in Guyana? Because he will know, or might know, if he is at that level. This is so we can tell where he's going with us. At this point, he should volunteer about the man in immigration here that's a CIA agent, if he is sincere. We want to know what he knows about Chris Lewis's death. Why does Major hate Timothy O. Stone so bad? That was one of the reasons he came over to our side. He hated him because he considered him a sick man, an evil man. What are Stone's other activities that don't involve PT? We want to know what connections he's had with Wackenhut, a CIA front. That's spelled W-A-C-K-E-N-H-U-T. Roseville. Why he was interested in the little community of Roseville, which we know he was. The Redwood Title Company just a few days ago for Marvin Swinney. What does he have to say about these? What does he know about assassination attempts, mercenaries, and so on? Well, we've had already, are any new ones planned? Where is the money coming from? Who is financing this thing? Who is basically orchestrating or calling the shots? Who is Timothy O. Stone's immediate supervisor in the CIA? What has he heard from Timothy O. Stone about our finances? How does John Victor fit into the picture? He says it's just a pawn. We want to probe him as best we can while he's here. What does he know about Interpol, the Nazi police organization that gives information to every police department of the capitalist world that he says Stone is a member of and a Nazi? What does he know about Interpol's activities regarding us, past, present, and future? Because we do have some records from Interpol that this government, in a very great act of trust, showed us, which they're not supposed to do, but they did. What does he know about Guyana's destabilization plans? Plans to destabilize Guyana or any other attack on Guyana? Who swung it so that Major could get his investigator's license when it was impossible for a man of his background to get one according to California law? And we have the statement of Governor Brown that he had powerful friends. I mean, the response came back, he had very powerful friends who spoke for him. That is important. He must tell us that. We want the role and background of the following people: the Swinneys, Mike Cartmell, Susan Jones, Debbie Blakey, Jim Cobb, Deanna Myrtle, and her husband, of course, David Kahn, the big oil man who talked openly of killing us, destroying us, just like Stone has, and Deanna Myrtle and her husband, as well as another, as that's a recent defector. What does he know about Gray Stone? Who are the people that they are worried about outside of PT that they feel, that they felt might be friendly to us? We want to know who they're, what moves they're afraid of that we may be doing or anticipating doing, and who our friends are. If they know who our friends are, we won't tell them, of course. We won't tell them anything. We want him to do the talking. Who did they think that our friends were? What are their criminal and litigation plans, court and criminal frame-up plans? Who is being prepared to testify, to lie, and give states evidence, if there is anyone? Where are they going with concerned relatives? What is Tim's role? What are Timothy O. Stone's weaknesses there? Who hates? Who on the other side? Who is someone else that might be interested in a movie contract? The development of an affidavit to file with the state bar. What is the purpose of the Katsar suit? We have our own ideas, but we want him to talk. He's stepping out of the high ranks of the conspiracy. We want to ask him every question imaginable. If you have other questions you'd like answered, put it in my suggestion box, just like I told you to put in suggestion box what you thought about the four people that I had picked to go into the United States. Now, I didn't get very many people pass any comments. I want more because those four represent a lot of responsibility and a lot of burden will be on their shoulders. They have been Terry Buford, Marcelyn Jones, and Hugh Fortson, and Paula Adams. So you can write up any feelings you have about their weaknesses or strengths or what you feel about it. Who hired Haas, the attorney for Grace? And we might want to remind him what Haas said about Major when he was caught in the corner. He said that Major was a crook. So that may help to divide more because he did say that. And who is paying Haas? Who paid Major? U.S. agencies involved. IRS, Treasury, etc. We want to know their role. What are they up to? Post office, etc. Who are some agents working on our case? Threats in our names? Who is making these false threats that are supposed to be coming from us? Describe in detail the harassment, if any, that you claim to have received. What do you know about the New West break-in, which was set up? Even the front page of the Chronicle admitted we didn't do it. It was a setup between a Hearst Examiner reporter and the New West magazine, both owned by racists. New West by Rupert Murdoch, racist from Australia, and Hearst, the great dynasty of Hearst, has always been racist. He's so racist that his own son won't work for him. What do you know about the PR firm and what it is doing that the conspiracy paid so much to hire? Do you know anything about the woman from Texas who claims to have tapes? Does he know what Interpol is doing or has done about us? Does he know anything about a colonel who came to visit Stone, an officer who came to visit Stone from Texas? We know that. If he doesn't give an answer, he will be lying because he would surely know it because we found that from our own investigation. Does he have offices outside of San Francisco? Has he ever had other offices since being in the investigator business? Has he been doing anything in the Mendocino County area in the last month or two? Because we know he has, and if he says no, we will know he's a liar. Having Major's living arrangements been worked out for a while here? We have Major living arrangements been worked out for a while he stays here? It's going to have to be done. He'll be in the second compartment, I guess, from Charles Gary and two very select trusted men to stay it there with him. That would be my suggestion. And make it very beautiful. Color it up as you have the guest house for Charles Gary, but be sure his place is very equally nice so he won't be. He'll see the truth if he is honest. Watch him at all times. When you see the man come in, and it'll probably be tomorrow now or the next day, because I'm not paying a charter for a man until I know that we've got enough information. Please keep close eye and make anything you see, make any notation, get it to me as fast as you can. Thank you and much love.
Right, extra classes will be in the second school pavilion. I don't know where Professor Roller's class and Professor Ponce will be. Instructor Ponce. These also need 3 times a week meeting. These are three extra nights. You are in the extra classes also. Shirley Gigg, Mary Lennon, Shirley Newell, Stanley Gigg, Shantari Jones, Renee McMurray, Donna Briggs, Keith Wright, Stanley Wright, Woon Roshan Neal, Linda Arterberry, Vinnie Thompson, Claude Goodspeed. No, they're up in, those two are up in Professor Roller's. Ronnie Berryman, Edward Moore, Mary Ellen Cook, Isabel Davis, Jerry Wilson, Santiago Rosa, Lucy Miller, Ida Nichols, Henry Kumi, Yolanda Brown, Carl Newell, Barbara Kemp, Odesta Buckley, needs to work on handwriting, Marcus Anderson, Chris Murrell, Joe Johnson, Estelle Railback, Mary Martin, Maddie Gibson, Annie B. Washington, I've named that person twice now, Ricky Coy, some wonderful people here, Samuel Johnson. Incomplete test was Brian Davis. Was good, but was incomplete. Late test in, Joyce Brown. I'll have to take an extra class. Davis Solomon, what about his? All right, the two that was incomplete must respond to why you're incomplete. You'll have to take tonight extra class. I'll make an extra class, one extra class tonight for Brian Davis and Joyce Brown. Davis Solomon has no problem. His was very good, but you better see Professor Chop. Now, do you understand? This will be read off again with the news, so you'll understand where you go. You go to the second school pavilion at 7:30 for three classes, tonight, tomorrow night, and the next night. You'll take classes after the socialist classes on Friday night. And the ones that I named with the stars of excellence, I said, no test, no test, excellent, no test. You people can tell me what you want to do during the test time. Thank you. Anyone that had to have extra help in writing your test, you must go to Professor Roller or Comrade Ponce's extra classes, because you'll end up there getting that help. Some of you are beautiful people that need that help. So, 86% of the people got fair or better. 52% got very good or excellent. That's pretty good. Thank you. This is an example of a request. Bob Davis, during the next test, he'll give the area to Jim Jones, Jr., security, or Tim Jones, or Johnny Jones, Jr. Just tell where you'll be working. During the next test, he would like to work on a news design a folding chair in the wood shop. That's good. That's approved. Bob Davis, that's what I wanted. Those kind of requests. Attention. The movie tonight is an entertainment movie. Getaway. It's with what actors? I'm giving you a lighthearted movie because it makes the crooks look good, and I like the crooks to look good when they're fighting capitalism. Faye Dunaway, and who else is in it? Robert Redford, I don't know. Who all's in that thing? Steve McQueen. But first, there's a new Soviet film that no one has seen. Just a few minutes. I want all of you to see it, the new Soviet film. Then the television will be... Ruby Carroll, please come right here to the radio.
For special treats... Special treats every place, wherever we are. These questions that are posed on the tape, which will begin at 5 and be replayed until the just free entertaining movie that there are more requests for, Getaway. It's an action-filled movie of a group of people taking on criminal elements in the police, and someone needs to interpret parts of it. It doesn't glorify at least white-collar crime. It glorifies, in a sense, two people who fought the system and made it. Very rare that that's shown, and that type of ending is not shown anymore in Hollywood. Before, we have a new film on Soviet Union that no one has seen, so we want you to see that. Remember, you have to know one sentence in Russian and one sentence in Chinese. You have to know various questions that you'll hear on the tapes. Be sure to rehearse, because if you don't, when you come up to the line, you'll be sent back to the end of the line. That's essential to note. And all those that were called off for extra classes will begin them tonight in the Rice pavilion, in the second, I don't like that word, second school pavilion, in the second school pavilion. Professor Rollers and Instructor Lois Ponce's classes will be announced too. They were required now, I've shortened them out of consideration, to 3 extra classes a week. That means 3 extra hours each class. 3 extra class. That means 9 hours a week of study, so we can bring ourselves up to the common knowledge that impressed our new regional minister more than words can say, the knowledge that we did have. But it was appalling that we had the ignorance that we had. So if we associate it with eating, I'm sure that we will have what the People's National Congress is, our party, and the PPP is the opposition, the People's Progressive Party, and what Dr. Jagan is, the head of the opposition, and our own beloved Prime Minister, Dr. Forbes Burnham. We'll have down the doctrine of three worlds, and we'll have down about Zimbabwe, the alliance between Zaire and Angola, and those who lead the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front, Joshua N. Nkoma, nationalist, and Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist, against the white prime minister, racist, who has no legal title to be prime minister of Rhodesia, what the white man calls Rhodesia, we call Zimbabwe. And that white fraud prime minister is Ian Smith. We have a Chinese phrase that says, we wish you peace. We have the Soviet phrase, wishing the same. Soviet language and Chinese. Chinese classes will be announced also. We're going to learn both Chinese and Russian. We owe that to the revolution, because in commentary on the news tonight, you'll see how China may even still be working within a rationale that would help bring about weakening of power of the USA, though it seems to appear that there's a constant conflict between her and USSR. But if you'll notice my commentary tonight, it doesn't really reveal that. USA is the one that's losing most in the deal these days. Much love and thank you.